Hiya, welcome to another episode of Dark and Spooky, a horror podcast with me, your host, Miss Dark and Spooky, aka the girl next door. So how the devil are we all doing, my friends? Have we all had a good week? Are we all looking forward to the weekend? Today's episode is going to be some more stories, so get settled and we'll jump right in. Trying to see if we could get a modest house by contract for deed. We took my sister along to look at the house. It still had someone's personal items in it as though they had just stepped out, but it was for sale. We walked all through and were hopeful. Suddenly, my sister said, "Wait, I know whose house this was. This house belonged to that guy my son knew who died in his kitchen. This was Tony's house." At that precise moment, a cabinet door shot open and whacked her on the backside. Never one to be rattled easily, she looked up and said, "Okay, Tony, I get it. We checked. It was indeed in this house." The cabinet had been tightly shut and the floor was stable. I've never seen a cabinet door randomly swing open with a force behind it like that. Not enough to hurt, but fast, as though a hand had whipped it open. You had to be there. I wish we could have gotten the house, even if he was haunting it. He was known to be a nice guy, very funny, and we wouldn't have minded sharing it with him. Just 5 weeks apart of unrelated cancers. We had taken my son with us to my parents' house to feed their cats. My son was 7 at the time and he wandered downstairs to explore. At some point he reappeared upstairs, strangely subdued. At the time he hadn't yet learned to lie, nor did he make stuff up. My wife noticed his demeanour and asked, "What's up, kid?" He said, "Pop Pop is outside by the fence. I want to go home now." Complex. Every once in a while at around 2 a.m. I would hear breaking glass. It was clear as day. I never found any broken glass anywhere around the apartment. My younger brother would come out and party with us, and once or twice he'd come bursting in my room thinking someone was breaking in. Finally, one night my girlfriend stayed over. She would kick and push in her sleep, and at some point she nudged me and I woke up. When I looked over at her, she wasn't asleep. She was sitting at the foot of the bed, facing away from me. When I said her name, she stood up and walked out of the room, and then the sound of glass breaking happened. I looked around and realised that she was still lying next to me in bed. That was the only time I saw anything in that place, but heard the sounds pretty constantly. Thank you. was babysitting my niece when she was 2 years old, my sister was renting a very old house that was built in the 1930s. I'm alone in the place with her whilst my sister is working overnight. It's about 11 p.m. and she'd been asleep for a couple of hours at this point. I'm watching TV in the living room and see her running down the dark hallway. She stopped just before the entryway to the living room and I jokingly said, "You better get back to bed or I'm going to get you." I got up to get her back in bed, turned the hallway light on and I found that her bedroom door was still closed. I opened it to find my niece completely passed out in her bed, drooling and everything. It wasn't my niece I saw in the hallway, so I took her to sleep with me that night. In my journal before bed. It was a bit later and my parents were asleep. Most lights in the house were off except a little desk lamp. All of a sudden, this figure stood in front of me and I couldn't breathe. It only lasted maybe 5 seconds, but as soon as I could move, I ran to the bathroom and locked the door. When I did, I heard footsteps immediately leave my room and the door gently closed behind. I stayed in that bathroom for at least an hour. It still scares me to this day. Small house that was really dark and quiet at night. I always woke up around midnight most nights and would look for something to eat in the kitchen. So one night, as per usual, I woke up and went to grab the first slice of bread from the new bread my mum bought that day. The kitchen is completely dark beside the two small windows that were fogged so no one could look in. There was a small corner around my fridge that was just dark, like darker than the rest of the kitchen, even when there was light hitting it. However, I was partially asleep, so I didn't think much of it. So, when I went to grab the slice of bread, something hit me in the face. I went to wipe it off, and all I felt were just these long, long fingers. I was terrified, ran back to my room, and as I ran, I could hear and feel something chasing me. And I could hear all things falling behind me as I ran back to my room, frightened. When I got to my room, I shut my door and felt my eye, and it was bleeding. To this day, I have a scar. Never have I ever encountered something that terrifying again. Haunted. We moved into the house when I was around 6 and my brother was 3. It started slow with him and I seeing weird things at night and constant nightmares. Things would go missing only to return a few days later. We would constantly hear people talking, footsteps and door slamming when no one was around. Over the years though, it started to escalate. One parent was in their bedroom during a party when they heard a child running and the door to their walk-in closet creak shut. She assumed it was me or my brother and went to open the door, but when she did, some of the t-shirts that were hung close to the floor were swaying. Peeking out from behind them was a little girl she didn't know. The girl vanished before her eyes. Another occasion, I was home alone, waiting for my boyfriend to come over. I heard him call my name, so I came out of my bedroom and headed towards the front door. When I came to the stairs that separated my room from the front door, I saw this thing. It almost resembled a person, pitch black, crawling up the stairs. It creaked its neck to look up at me, and I ran. I called my boyfriend, and he wasn't there yet. I hid in my room until he came. For a horror book club, one where you can just turn on and listen? Well, Miss Dark and Spooky from Dark and Spooky, a horror podcast, brings you just that. Join her each month as she reads you a new horror story, so you can just sit down, relax, put your feet up, or even get on with your day. You also get to join a private Facebook group where you can even have a say in future titles she reads. Join today and get to know some fellow creepers. Link is in the show notes. Taking a tour of the battleship Massachusetts in Falls River for my girlfriend's 30th birthday. She wanted to do the scary stuff and I wanted to see museums. So we stayed at the Lizzie Borden House and then the next night at the Shanley Hotel. I didn't personally feel any paranormal activity at each location, but there were definite signs. The one place I actually wanted to go that wasn't meant to have any paranormal activity was the ship. While we were touring the bathroom cafeteria area, I was snooping around the shower, just curious, when I got a tap on the shoulder. Thinking it was my girlfriend, I turned around, but no one was there. She was a few rooms away and we were the only two people in the area. Nothing was hanging above me or leaking. The area was a little cool and it just felt as if a human touched my shoulder, and I am 100% certain it happened. I found it ironic considering the other places we had been were known for their ghost activity. Came to visit me, and this being South Africa, was waiting at the security gate of our house to let him in. He was calling my name and I was on the toilet. We both heard my dad saying, "He's on the toilet, he'll be right there." My blood froze. My father wasn't home. We had no idea what to make of it. Family friend had been in a coma for a few weeks before his death and wasn't allowed any visitors, not sure if that was his family's choice or the hospital's policy. I was about 3 at the time, so my parents hadn't been able to visit him before he passed. In our house, we would always leave the hallway light on. It hung near the bottom of the stairs. The morning after he passed, the light was off. My mother spotted it before me. On first glance, she thought the bulb had just blown out. But then, she noticed that it had been removed from the light and placed carefully on the stairs on a higher step than it would have been had if somehow fallen. My mother believes this was his way of saying goodbye before he went. In my room, and he literally steals things from plain sight when you look away and then they're gone, and the only way to get that object back is to politely ask him for it. It then either appears somewhere that it was already searched multiple times before, or it's placed somewhere it's physically impossible to get to. Sitting on the floor in front of her while we were watching TV. Suddenly, we heard loud footsteps upstairs. Then one of the doors slammed shut. I grabbed onto her leg because I was horrified that someone was in the house. But my grandma just looked up at the ceiling and yelled, "Don't slam any doors in my house!" I never got to talk to her about it since she passed when I was still young. So I'll never know who she was talking to. If you did like it, please do give me a follow on whatever platform you listen to your podcasts on. If you can, also please give me a rating and a review. It will really just help the podcast get seen by more people. Also, once you are listening to the episodes, if you can, just share on your social medias and tag me in them. I'd love to see you tagging me in them and with you listening to the episodes. If you don't already follow me on social media, I am actually on Instagram and Facebook under the same name of dark_and_spooky666. Also, if you do want to see the face behind the name and bits of my personal everyday life, my personal Instagram is melj_0777. As always, if you have any of your own story or ghost experiences or movie reviews, you can be anonymous, but you can send them in to me at darkandspooky13@gmail.com. The Grim Readers Book Club is also available, so if you are thinking of joining that, there is a little snippet of an up and coming book that you can listen to, and if it is something that you want to join, the link is in the show notes. All that's left to say now is stay spooky, and I'll see you on the next one. looked out the kitchen window and saw him just sitting there on the curb, not playing with his trucks or the wagon or even the balsa glider that had pleased him so much all the last week since Jack had brought it home. He was just sitting there, watching for their shop-worn VW, his elbows planted on his thighs and his chin propped in his hands. A 5-year-old kid waiting for his daddy. Wendy suddenly felt bad, almost crying bad. She hung the dish towel over the bar by the sink and went downstairs, buttoning the top 2 buttons of her house dress. Jack and his pride. Hey, no, Al, I don't need an advance. I'm okay for a while. The hallway walls were gouged and marked with crayons, grease pencil, spray paint. The stairs were steep and splintery. The whole building smelled of sour age. And what sort of place was this for Danny after the small, neat brick house in Stovington? The people living above them on the 3rd floor weren't married, and while they didn't bother her, their constant fighting did. It scared her.